Equal pay is often viewed as a fundamental marker of gender equality, and despite the abundance of a variety of policy and legislative measures, the gender pay gap in Australia persists. However, the gap has been reducing over the last 6 years and is being celebrated as a sign of progress, with the Australian Bureau of Statistics releasing data in February, outlining how the pay gap narrowed to 13.4%. During the coronavirus pandemic. The celebration, however, may be premature, as Dr. Leonora Rice, research economist, lecturer at RMIT University, and resident fellow at the Women and Public Policy Program at Harvard University, explains.
When we calculate the gender pay gap, it's a reflection of two numbers. One of those numbers is how much are women earning, and the other number is how much are men earning. We could see a narrowing of the gender pay gap, not necessarily because women's earnings have accelerated in growth. If you look at men's average earnings, that average came down because at the start of the pandemic, it had been pushed up. We also have to keep in mind that we still haven't seen the labour market completely sort itself out, because a lot of the current jobs are being propped up by government support in the form of JobKeeper. And so we could still see those numbers fluctuate and bump around a little bit before we really get a sense of what is happening in terms of gender equality.
Quite often it is assumed that the gender pay gap is not evidence of the undervaluation of feminized work and skills, but is instead a combination of failing to adjust to factors that drive earning differences. Shedding light on this is gender and employment relations expert and director of the Women and Work Research Group, the University of Sydney, Marion Baird.
So we know that in an economy like Australia and many other economies, women tend to work in certain jobs and men work in other jobs. And what's happened over the years is that the work that women do, say in childcare, retail or hospitality, because those jobs are all related to this caring and cleaning and domestic work, they haven't been valued in the same way, or they haven't had the same monetary value put on them as the sorts of jobs that men have tended to do in trades, in finance, in commercial activities. Even though the value to society might be high, the monetary value those women receive is not high. It in itself has been very hard to shift over the years, and there have been cases in our federal tribunal, now called the Fair Work Commission, and those cases are called work value cases. And they're cases where the unions who represent those workers, like childcare workers, social and community workers, are often female-dominated. They take those cases to the tribunal and say, we want the value of this work remeasured, and we think it should be those workers should be paid.
The Labor government is vowing to strengthen the capacity of the Fair Work Commission to order pay increases for workers in low-paid and female-dominated industries, as well as the Labor government's objective to create greater transparency about the gender pay gap in Australia, promising legislation that will require companies to report their data publicly. As Marion Baird explains, to strengthen the capacity of the Fair Work Commission to order pay increases for workers in low-paid and female-dominated industries, as well as the Labor government's objective to create greater transparency about the gender pay gap in Australia, promising legislation that will require companies to report their data publicly. As Marion Baird explains.
Well, the Fair Work Commission has a very critical role in setting what we call the minimum pay in Australian awards. And a lot of women in low-paid or lower-skilled jobs have their pay set through the award system. That is, they don't actually get to go and bargain for a pay increase individually. And often their unions and they as a group don't have enough industrial strength to negotiate a pay increase across the board. The Fair Work Commission plays a role in setting pay in these minimum rates in awards, but that has to go through quite a technical exercise under the current legislation. And that's what's prevented some of the work value cases getting ahead, because they require that the work a woman is doing is compared directly to a man. And that's not always easy to do because men don't work in the same sorts of jobs. So we're in quite a technical and complicated area, And I think anything that the government or a proposal from the Federal Labor Party could do to enable the Fair Work Commission to regulate in this area in a more direct and simple way would be beneficial.
The paid parental leave scheme introduced over 10 years ago has only had minor amendments since its inception. The scheme encourages a single primary care model, according to Marion Baird.
Very difficult area to get movement in. There's a lot of interest in this because we know that not knowing what the pay is that your colleagues in equal or similar jobs are receiving makes it very hard to work out if you're being paid enough and how to negotiate for a pay increase. So we don't have enough information. It's called this asymmetry of information. The individual worker has less knowledge about what everyone else is earning than your employer does. So making pay transparent is a very good idea. And the more transparency we see in pay, we usually see a closing of the gender pay gap.
And in most cases, that leave is taken by the mother, reinforcing social expectations for women and men, according to Dr. Leonora Rice.
The principle that workers should not be penalised for taking time out to look after children, that's an incredibly important social role. But the issue that we have is that it's disproportionately more women who do that, and very few men and fathers do take up that leave. And also, there's less time on offer available to the second care. Currently, the system is not set up to incentivise that. It's still set up to cater to a traditional allocation of breadwinning caregiving roles within society.